Hi, this is Milton Heiberg, and this is the second tutorial dealing with density adjustments. The first one was levels, and if you haven't done that one yet, it might be best if you did it before viewing this one. This illustration was carried through the levels tutorial and brought to this point using levels. But before we begin using curves, I would like to go back to levels for one last control, which we didn't deal with in the levels tutorial. So let's bring up levels again for just a moment. And that's Control L. Here we have it. And down at the bottom of this panel is a grayscale with the output levels. Now, these two sliders will adjust the density range of the image, and they come in handy if you have something that's really too contrasty and you don't want to change the overall densities. You just want to get rid of the real heavy blacks or overly bright cast. So let's suppose we wanted to tone down the blackness, the overly dark areas in the back, in the wooded areas here. We would use the left slider and just drag that to the right, and you see where the blacks get much lighter. And if this were too bright up in the sky, it's not, but just to show you what this slider will do, we'll bring this over, and it gets much darker. It grays down the whites a bit. So sometimes it just needs a little tweak. This one doesn't need it, so we're going to bring those back to where they were. I just wanted to show you the other part of the levels controls. Okay. So we'll put that away. We'll cancel that. And we'll go on to curves. So let's go up here to our image adjustments and down to curves. And as you see, this also has a keyboard shortcut, Control M, which we'll use later on. Or you could use now. Okay. Okay. Let's bring this over here for the time being. Now, the curves panel has the same eyedroppers that you had in levels, and curves does much the same thing as levels, except it has a finer tuning control to it. Whereas levels is good to make an overall adjustment to the image, curves you can pinpoint a given area or a given level of density and change that, or have that lead the way for your density density changes. Now, when you're making, if you made a an overall change on one end of the grayscale or the other, you'd be starting with something to this. If you notice, this would be making everything much brighter just by moving that end, the right side of the levels. This would be the equivalent, just moving that dot up in the upper right corner over. Or if you wanted to use the lower output levels, you would be sliding this down, just like we experimented with in the levels, the lower scale of the levels panel. And same on the we would bring that up to make the blacks lighter, or to make them darker, we would go this way. Okay, so you get the drift there. But in curves, we can go anywhere along this line. Now, this grayscale on the bottom kind of represents the tonalities that we have right now. And the grayscale up on the left here represents the tonalities that we want to change to. Now, suppose we wanted to change a tone up in this area, which is kind of dark, and we want to see it a little bit lighter anyway. So we would simply hold the control key down and click up in this area, and that would put a marker on this line. Now, this marker happens to be on tonality number 25, fairly dark, along the scale from 0 to 255, as we saw in our levels panel. But if this is the tone that we want to change, we want to make lighter, we can use the arrow keys to go straight up along that 25 line, straight up, and change it to, let's say, 36. Now, that's fairly light. But notice that it's changing everything else in the picture. It's dragging that whole curve with it. But we can bring that back by, let's say, let's choose another density somewhere in here, and let's take a density down here in one of the boards. And if we hit the control key, again, hold the control key down and click on the board, we get a dot somewhere in the middle. And we use the arrow keys to bring that back down to the line where it was before. So, in essence, that's what curves is all about. That's the simplified version of what curves can do. However, it did change the overall somewhat in this particular image. Some images, it'll react just fine. But that's not the case in this one. So, let's put this panel away for the time being, and we'll use our lasso tool to draw an area around the part that we want to make lighter and not have it affect anything else in the image. And it seems to be this area right around here could be made a little bit lighter. Now, we want to feather that a little bit. Let's go to Select and Modify and Feather. Incidentally, if you're using CS2 or an earlier version of Photoshop, this feather would be out here in the main menu, but they moved it into a sub-menu here. Okay, so we'll go to Feather, and it's currently 5. We want to make it about 25 radius, 25 pixels. Okay, and watch those munchy ants now. Okay, so it smooths them out quite a bit. Now, there's going to be a fade out of about 25 pixels across this line, so that if we change anything here, it'll be a very gradual change. Okay, so now let's bring back our curves panel, Control M this time. And we'll choose that dark area we chose before. Well, let's go back in here and something a little darker. And hold the control key down and click in there. And that's pretty low. That's too low. I think we want something in the mid-range there. So control Z that. And we'll go over here in one of the darker areas of the boards. Click that. That's a little higher. What do we have? 28. We had 25 before. This is 28. This is fine. Okay, so we'll bring that up just a little. We could bring this much higher, but then it would really brighten it up. And it's much overkill. Or we could bring that down and see how that's only affecting what's in the selection here. And also notice how it does fade out. There's a complete fade there that is kind of nice. But let's bring that in. And these marching ants, by the way, get in the way. We want to see what's going on without these hindering our view. So Control H will make them go away. But the area is still selected. It's still active. and curves will still correct it. So let's use our arrow keys again and bring that up just a little bit. I think that's pleasing, and it's a nice fade out. There we go, a little more, and then it's not believable anymore. Okay, there we are. That's nice. So we went from 28 to where we were, level 28, and we went up to 35 in that particular spot, and the rest of the area went with it, and it faded off kind of nicely, and everything else looks pretty good in the picture. So let's okay that. Now, just to see where we had our marching ants, we can go Control H to bring them back, just to show you where what the area was. And now, Control D will deselect the whole area, and it's no longer active. And there we have it. That's using curves to correct a local area, but it can be used to correct an overall area. Okay, now it's time to go to our next tutorial, which is the hue saturation.